Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
So I am sitting here in Raleigh, North Carolina, waiting for my flight, reflecting on last night. I was a speaker at the Legatus chapter. Legatus, for those who don't know, is an awesome Catholic executive community. It's a membership club, and they get together once a month, and it's husbands and wives, or if you're single, you can go by yourself. It's a wonderful opportunity to have friends in the business community, know that you have people who will help you through your business problems and issues, and you have prayer. So you start with the rosary, you start with mass. Sometimes they offer confession, and then everyone gets together, they have some cocktails, and they socialize, then they sit down for a beautiful meal and a speaker, and then you close in prayer. So some people have, you know, sent me notes, what is this Legatus thing? And I think it may be something for you, because I love speaking at Legatus chapters, and I always meet some amazing people who are just wanting to help one another walk on the journey. And in a lot of cases, when you're in business, you don't seem to find that true authenticity in some of the people that you meet. I'm using that word on purpose. What does it mean to be authentic? It means to be genuine and true. And in some cases, that means that you have to have the humility to be real with someone. I'm saying that word because last night, and I'm not bragging here, this is all God, because anytime I get the thanks, I give the thanks where it deserves to go, and that's to God. So every person that came and talked to me after last night said, wow, you are so authentic. That is what I took out of every comment, and I was amazed. I, of course, gave it to God. It's all Him. He has humbled me to go to Him for everything. He has helped me detach. It's been this beautiful grace from the world and their judgment of me, or what I would feel if someone didn't like me. People pleasing, by the way, is a sin. So when we change, or we lie, or we put this facade up because we want to impress somebody else, or we want to be accepted and loved by doing things that are harmful to us, maybe physically or emotionally, these are all things at the end of the day we should be living for an audience of one. So this is probably why you're listening to my podcast and walking with me, because I'm authentic with you. I'm real with you. I tell you the truth every day. If I'm going through something, I share it. And then I also share the ways that I get through it. Sometimes it's my friends, and always it's with God. So let's focus a little bit on being authentic, living an authentic life, which one could honestly say is living your faith. Being real and truthful with people in our lives, our family members, the people that we work with, the people that we, you know, interact with in social gatherings, or maybe it's your kids' sporting events. Being real and not trying to put up this facade, this mask to the world that you got it all going on, that you are perfect, that your kids are perfect. Because to be real means to be relatable. And who wants to hang out with that perfect person? With the exception of Jesus, of course. But I look at it and say, there's something about people who are okay with being who they are right at this moment, knowing that we're a work in progress and that we're going to fall and that we're going to be able to get picked back up, dusted back off by God, patted on the behind and moved down that narrow path. It doesn't mean that you go to that sporting event or you go to that family gathering and you pour out and whine about your life to everybody. But it is just being genuinely honest about who you are, living your life exactly the way that you should live it, but also not lying about it. It stems in truth. So if you have a difficult time with this, or you are struggling with vanity, and I'm not talking the vanity of, hey, I want to look good, I want to lose weight, I want to be attractive to the world. Vanity also is taking people's opinions of you and considering them way beyond where they should be considered. Thinking about what other people think of you way too often. And then going through that monotonous record player, the broken record of you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not this enough, you can't do this. Who do you think you are to live this way? They don't like you. When we don't have a clue what they really think, unless of course they tell us, and that's a different story. But a lot of time we don't even know that person, and we take what their outward, I don't know, physical body language is, and they don't even, you know, we may think that someone absolutely hates us when we meet them, but maybe that wasn't the case at all. Maybe they were going through something in their life. Maybe someone was sick. Maybe they're going through a divorce. Maybe their kids are, you know, addicted to drugs, and they're just not in it that day. And so they're not very happy, and they've got like this sourpuss on, and they're not very talkative. So that's where we have to ask God, please, Lord, please humble me and detach me from the world, because all I am called to do is to love you, to rest in you, and to have you transform me so that all I need to do is to love everyone. Love everyone, be authentic, be genuine, and know that, hey, I may not be that person's cup of tea, and that's okay. I'm going to love them anyway. That person just threw me under the bus at the office. That's okay. I'm going to love them anyway. We don't have to please everyone. We just have to love everyone. And if that person is angry and has yelled and screamed at us and made us feel horrible, that's okay. We're going to love them anyway. We won't take it personal because, again, we have to have compassion for them. They may not know God. They may be under so much stress and have no peace in their lives. They may be using drugs and alcohol and trying to cover up everything, and yet again throw that facade over themselves so that the world thinks that they've got it all going on. But it comes from God, and it really comes from humility. Being true, being authentic, being genuine is a gift from God. Whoa, there's an airplane. I'm right by the airport, so sorry if you hear that. It's a true gift from God, and we have to be humble enough to ask for it and be open enough to receive it. It's wonderful when someone asks you a question about your life and you just tell them the good, the bad, the ugly. Mine's been such a road from not knowing God, not needing God, living the worldly life, damaging myself in so many ways, And now the beautiful gift of God saying, I want you to share it all with the world. By the way, I'm not telling you that you need to share your all of your past and your other sins with everyone. That's not really what this is about. It's just about being true. So don't lie. Don't cover up. Don't try to be something you're not. Embrace yourself like God does. And ask God again to give you the beautiful gift of detachment. It's going to take a while, but when you truly believe that you live for an audience of one and He is the only one that matters, you'll be able to speak about your faith. Because I don't really care what you think about me. I want to save your soul. I love you. I'm going to tell you that Jesus Christ exists. Jesus is the Savior. Look at all the stuff He's done in my life. And I want that for you too. That's really what it's all about. Us being genuine and true, authentic servant leaders in our lives. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all so much. I hope you have a blessed and inspired day. Take care.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.